What a cracking afternoon of racing we've got to look forward here in West Yorkshire. You've got some of the top jockeys making the trip up north as well. We've got Aidan Coleman, Sam Twiston Davies, Henry Brooker, who's a Yorkshire lad himself, is also here. Also got Dougie Costello, Tom Scudamore. It's absolutely fantastic. Unfortunately, though, no AP McCoy yet. I do believe AP McCoy is taking a bit of time out, should I say. He's probably getting himself all prepared for the big one to hopefully go and win the Grand National and shut the front door next month. For entry, but as I say, coming up, we've got a fantastic race card to look forward to. The first race goes off at 2:20, and the final race on the card, what we've got to look forward to, that goes off at 5:05. There were two horses in that race as well, which is interesting, but that goes off at 5:05. What we're going to do now, though, we are going to preview the second race on the card. It goes off at 2:50, and it's the Watch on Three device. It's racinguk.com. It's a handicap hurdle, class 4 it is, 2 miles and 6 furlongs is the distance. Now look at the horses going to field, going to post, should I say, in this field. Cowslip, who we saw win last time for George Moore, Henry Brooke rode him that day. Today he's going to be ridden by the apprentice Joseph Pomarski, I think is the pronunciation of that. He's a £7 claimer. Cowslip is 2 from 2 in handicap hurdles. As I say, he won here previously. It's a big price of 9-1. He heads the market here though today at 7-2. Next in the field though, we have got Hail the Brave for Yorkshire trainer Philip Kirby, who trains up at Midlam in North Yorkshire. Sam Twiston Davies, who I said is one of the top jockeys around at the moment, he's here today, and what a fantastic booking it is for him. Now this scored over 2 miles, 4 furlongs here on his handicap debut. He is raised £10, but under the top jockey, one of the top jockeys, should I say, Sam Twiston Davies, he should go very close. Looking for the best of the rest, a bit of market support in this field for horse number one on the card. That's Pay the King. 14's now in to 8-1. That's for Mickey Hammond, who also trains at Midlam in North Yorkshire. Joe Colliver, who's a valuable £3 claimer, he's the man in the saddle. Now, he's got an excuse last time after his latest defeat. He's now in cheap pieces for the first time, so he could potentially go close. My tip though, for this race here, I'm going to go for the favourite Cowslip at 7-2. Reason being, Andy, I don't want to sound like I'm backing the favourites all the time, but I saw him win last time under Henry Brooke. Very, very impressive. Now, you may remember I got an interview with Henry Brooke that day and I spoke to him about his mounts. He had a few rides that day for George Moore, and he said that George Moore's form is very much coming back in. He went through a bit of a slippery slope over the winter. We're now in spring. He says his horses are set for spring and he's going through a fantastic spell at the moment. So no surprise to see if Cowslip will make it 3 from 3 over hurdles.